Our theme tonight is as more money goes missing, the US dollar index takes a swan dive. We're trading right now above the 92 line. That's a very important line. If we break it, get ready for watch out below. There is an update that we put up on the website today. Dr. Mark Skidmore, who is the director of the North Central Regional Center for Rural Development at Michigan State University and professor and Morris Chair in State and Local Government Finance and Policy, has been working with a team of his graduate students to dig out all the documentation on the undocumentable adjustments. And he has now produced, we published something 2 weeks ago, but his team has kept going and through the documentation, not just for DOD, but for the Army and the Air Force, as well as some of the updates for the DOD General Fund. And they have found another $2.6 trillion of undocumentable adjustments. It's a remarkable collection. We've updated all of the tables, which was quite a feat. We've got all the documentation up on our website, plus links to the original links at Department of Defense and also HUD. Anyway, so the table is all updated to include these staggering amounts of money, and I strongly recommend you take a look at it. Everything in Washington comes back to the issue of money, which means that this is at the very center of every squabble, whether the squabble is tax reform or health care or appropriations. If we should break the 92 line, it's going to have a dramatic impact on the cost of imports and the cost of many items, and this money is going to be looking more and more dear. Our third quarter wrap-up is going to be called Local Power, How We Lost It, How to Get It Back. It's really the next step in our conversation about enforcing the Constitution. If the dollar breaks 92, then it's going to be even more important that what is happening locally work both economically and culturally. And so the local action is going to get much more important. And of course, do it yourself is going to be the word of the day with a vengeance, depending on how low the dollar does go. We'll see.